There's just something inherently captivating about whiskey, isn't there?
Yeah.
That rich amber glow, it sort of promises a story, you know,
Yeah.
the whisper of history in every pour.
It really does.
And then the idea of an adventure built around discovering those very stories, city by city. That's kind of what we're uncorking today.
It's a true exploration, isn't it? Beyond just the taste. It's
Right.
about delving into the culture, the meticulous craftsmanship, and the vibrant communities that grow around this incredible spirit.
Absolutely. Welcome back to the Deep Dive. This is where we take a stack of sources and, well, distill them down to the purest essence. Today, you're getting a masterclass in planning the ultimate whiskey pub crawl. We're drawing deep insights from a really comprehensive guide by Show Me Vegas and some others too.
Right. And our mission here, it isn't merely to list cool places, though we'll do some of that.
Sure.
It's more to arm you with the essential knowledge from the most strategic planning moves, like how to pick a city,
Yeah.
to uncovering those truly hidden gems, so you can elevate your enjoyment and, create unforgettable memories. Whether you're a seasoned whiskey enthusiast or just dipping your toe in, this deep dive is basically your shortcut to mastering the art of the whiskey crawl.
Okay, let's pour ourselves into this then. The guide makes it crystal clear. Picking your city is absolutely foundational. It's like the first big decision for an unforgettable experience. We're talking about choosing destinations renowned for their dynamic whiskey cultures. Places like, well, Louisville, Nashville, Chicago come up a lot.
And what's truly insightful here, I think, is understanding that each city offers a unique character that profoundly shapes your whiskey journey.
How so?
Well, Louisville, for instance, it isn't just the Bourbon Trail, right? It's where the deep roots of tradition meet these innovative contemporary distilleries. So you're getting history and the cutting edge.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
And Nashville. That seems like a fantastic example of how a city's broader culture can, like, enrich the whiskey experience. The guide highlights how seamlessly whiskey appreciation intertwines with its legendary music scene. I mean, imagine sipping a rare dram while live jazz or blues fills the air.
Oh, absolutely. It transforms the tasting into something much more sensory, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
And Chicago offers this incredible spectrum. You've got historic taverns that have poured countless drinks over the decades, right next to sleek, modern speakeasies.
Right.
So the core takeaway, before you even think about flights or anything, consider each city's unique blend. The distilleries, cultural events, the distinctive bar atmospheres. Are you seeking tradition, music? Eclectic discovery.
That decision really sets the tone then.
Precisely.
Okay, so that emphasis on strategy, it continues with timing. This next point from the guide, it really opened my eyes.
Oh, yeah.
Planning your visit around whiskey festivals or special events can dramatically amplify your enjoyment. It's not just about the crowds, apparently.
No, not at all. It's about gaining access to exclusive releases and unique experiences you just wouldn't find otherwise. Think about it. Well, the Bourbon and Beyond Festival in Louisville or the Nashville Whiskey Festival, these aren't just tasting events. They're like fully immersive experiences. The sources also point to events like the Great American Whiskey Fair or the New York Whiskey Fest. These frequently include engaging workshops, seminars led by master distillers.
So you're not just drinking, you're learning directly from the source.
Exactly. Plus, I mean, loads of individual bars host their own themed nights or exclusive tastings year-round, so it pays to check that out too.
Good tip. And beyond the allure of festivals, let's talk practicalities. The guide really zeroes in on the importance of a comprehensive budget.
Oh, definitely.
Not just for drinks, which is obvious, but
No.
transportation, food, any entry fees.
Right. It all adds up.
A smart tip they offer is to maybe gravitate towards locations where multiple bars or distilleries are within walking distance.
That's a great point. It's a clever way to keep travel costs down and maximize your time sipping, not, sitting in traffic or waiting for a ride. And speaking of getting around, responsible transit is just key. Rideshare services, public transport, designated taxi services, they're your best friends here.
Makes sense.
You want to be fully present, savoring each nuanced flavor, not worrying about navigating or, worse, driving.
Right. Absolutely not. And finally, on the planning front, a well-thought-out itinerary seems like it's your secret weapon.
Yeah, you could say that. For maximizing time and minimizing regret, definitely.
The guide advises doing your homework. Research pubs and distilleries, paying close attention to their hours, any special offerings they might have. What I found particularly useful was the idea of crafting a structured map that not only guides your route, but also highlights noteworthy historical landmarks or maybe local eateries nearby.
Yeah.
It turns a crawl into a truly curated experience almost.
Yeah, think of it as adding layers, a culinary and historical overlay onto your whiskey journey. You should prioritize venues known for unique whiskey selections. Maybe a bar that does a vertical tasting of a rare bourbon, or one specializing in different cask finishes. You know, sherry casks, port casks, they really impart distinct layers of flavor.
Oh, interesting.
And definitely seek out those amazing culinary pairings we talked about, like a smoked meat that echoes the oak notes in a bourbon. That's fantastic.
Okay.
And establishing a logical route minimizes travel time, which leaves plenty of room for those spontaneous discoveries. Those often become the highlight of the trip, right?
Totally. Those unexpected finds. Okay, now, let's maybe embark on a spirited tour, guiding you through some of the nation's most iconic whiskey havens.
Let's do it.
When we talk American whiskey, Kentucky is, well, it's undeniably the historic epicenter of bourbon production. The guide features some truly legendary spots there.
It certainly does. Take the historic Old Sealback Bar in Louisville, established way back in 1905.
Wow.
Stepping inside, you're immediately transported. It's got this incredible old world charm, that intricate wooden bar. And what's exceptional isn't just its collection over 100 different bourbons and whiskeys. It's the chance to attend tasting events with actual master distillers.
No kidding.
Yeah. So you're not just drinking their signature, the Sealback cocktail. You're kind of part of bourbon history while you're there.
That paints quite a picture. Then there's Doc Crow's Southern Smokehouse and Raw Bar, also in Louisville.
Mm-hmm. Good spot.
They're not just serving food and whiskey. They've really mastered the art of, like, smoke on smoke.
How do you mean?
Well, they let the char of their brisket echo the oak in a bourbon. It creates this truly harmonious flavor bridge. It's pretty clever.
Ah, nice. Yeah, they have over 300 selections, popular smoked meats, fresh seafood. Those shrimp and grits are amazing. They really transform a whiskey pairing into a genuine culinary event.
Okay, I'm getting hungry now.
Huh, right. For a more rustic sort of local feel, the Silver Dollar in Louisville is a must visit. It's a true haven for bourbon lovers. They boast over 150 selections with a strong emphasis on local Kentucky bourbons and some rare finds you might not see elsewhere.
Cool.
Add in live music and comforting Southern food like their famous fried chicken and biscuits, and you've got a perfect blend of tradition and just relaxed enjoyment.
Sounds great. And just a bit away in Lexington, there's the Rusty Bucket.
Yeah, the Rusty Bucket offers a really warm, inviting atmosphere. They have an extensive bourbon selection, including those sought-after small batch options.
And the staff know their stuff.
Oh, yeah, truly knowledgeable staff. This is the kind of place where you definitely want to ask for recommendations or maybe try a flight. A flight can really showcase the nuanced differences, you know, between a high-rye bourbon's spicy kick and maybe a weeded bourbon's softer, sweeter notes.
Good call. Okay, moving south then, Tennessee. It invites us to experience whiskey intertwined with, well, the vibrant soul of American music and hospitality.
Absolutely. The Patterson House in Nashville is a prime example of that speakeasy style. Expect a subtle entrance, an intimate setting, and a real focus on handcrafted, meticulously prepared cocktails. It kind of transports you back to a more clandestine era.
Nice.
Their curated whiskey menu and cocktail classes are, well, they're truly an education in themselves.
Then there's the 1230 Club.
Yeah.
Also Nashville. Sounds like a multi-level venue.
It is, and it truly embodies that Music City vibe. It brilliantly combines a sophisticated whiskey bar with live entertainment, often featuring renowned local and national artists.
You can really soak it all in.
Yeah, it's a place where you can sip a classic Tennessee whiskey, maybe like Jack Daniel's, known for its distinctive charcoal mellowing process while soaking in the city's amazing creative energy.
Sounds fantastic.
And Whiskey Kitchen, also in Nashville, offers a vibrant, more approachable atmosphere. They've got over 90 types of whiskey.
Oh.
What stands out here, I think, is their commitment to Southern comfort food made with local ingredients. They're fried pickles, smoked wings.
Yeah.
They aren't just bar bites.
Mm-hmm.
They're really designed to complement the whiskey, demonstrating how food pairing can truly elevate the whole drinking experience.
It keeps coming back to that pairing idea. Okay, our journey continues to New York,
mm-hmm.
where the whiskey scene is, well, as dynamic and diverse as the city itself.
Oh, absolutely. The Dead Rabbit in NYC, it's got international recognition, transports you to an Irish pub, but with a really innovative twist.
Irish focus.
Yeah, over 300 spirits focusing heavily on Irish whiskeys. It's a fantastic place where you can explore the subtle differences between, say, Irish, Scotch, and American single malts, all within this authentically vibrant setting.
Cool.
Now, for a truly sophisticated experience, the Flatiron Room in NYC boasts an astonishing collection. Over 700 whiskeys.
700, wow.
Yeah, including rare and vintage bottles. This kind of collection lets you dive into true vertical tastings or compare whiskeys from different global regions. It's incredible.
So it's more than just a bar.
Totally. With live jazz music and whiskey education through masterclasses, often paired with artisanal cheeses. It's a sensory masterclass, really.
And for a refined, almost like academic escape.
The Brandy Library. Also NYC, pure luxury. It feels like stepping into a sophisticated private library.
Okay.
But instead of books, it's over 1,000 selections of whiskey and other fine liquors.
1,000. Good grief.
I know. Their knowledgeable staff aren't just servers. They're really guides, helping you navigate this incredible collection, often suggesting curated small plates that perfectly complement whatever dram you choose.
Amazing. Okay, switching gears. Chicago. We discover a thriving whiskey culture there too, right? Blending history and modern stuff.
Exactly.
Yep.
The Berghof, established way back in 1898, it's a venerable institution, German-inspired fare. It's a fantastic spot to delve into American whiskeys, particularly bourbons and ryes, and appreciate their classic profiles in a truly historic setting.
Then what's particularly striking from the sources is Delilah's. Sounds completely different.
Oh, Delilah's is great. It's a cherished dive bar, but with this unique punk rock atmosphere, it's not about pretense at all. It's about sheer volume and discovery. They've got over 500 different bottles, including some really rare and hard-to-find gems.
500 in a dive bar.
Yeah. It's the kind of place where you might stumble upon some obscure craft distillate you'd never even heard of, all while listening to live music. It's got a real energy.
Sounds cool.
Then there's the Violet Hour, more on the sophisticated side. A speakeasy, intimate setting known for its carefully curated whiskey menu and innovative cocktails.
Okay.
It's a perfect example of how a bar can offer not just drinks, but whole crafted experience, often through specialized tasting events focusing on specific distilleries or maybe flavor profiles.
Right. Moving west now, Colorado seems to be really gaining prominence in the whiskey scene, especially craft distilleries.
Yeah, definitely an emerging scene. The Cruise Room in Denver is a historic Art Deco bar. Classic cocktails, but also a fantastic selection of Colorado whiskeys.
Ah, so you can try the local stuff.
Exactly. It's a great spot to compare how local ingredients and maybe even the altitude might influence the spirit. It's interesting.
Then Williams and Graham, also Denver. Another hidden speakeasy.
That's right. Acclaimed for its impressive whiskey cocktails and really cozy atmosphere. They offer a good blend of local Colorado brands and international ones, and their tasting events and workshops are excellent opportunities for deeper understanding.
Good for learning more.
Yeah, whether you're new to whiskey or just looking to expand your palate.
And for something maybe a bit more lively.
Pocalola Social Club, still in Denver. It boasts an extensive variety of local and international whiskeys, but in a really fun, upbeat atmosphere. Creative cocktails, live music.
Okay.
It just demonstrates that a whiskey bar doesn't have to be quiet and serious all the time. It can be a vibrant social hub.
Good point. Finally, Texas. Showcasing a burgeoning whiskey scene, too, it sounds like. With its own unique flavors.
Definitely. Often characterized by maybe a bolder, more robust character sometimes.
Mm.
The Esquire Tavern in San Antonio, established 1933, offers this great rustic charm.
It's a historic place.
Yeah. It's a fantastic spot to explore American whiskeys, both local Texas craft distilleries and the national brands, and pair them with delicious, hearty bites like sandwiches.
Okay.
The Black Swan Saloon in Austin is more whiskey-focused. It really embraces the city's eclectic spirit.
Austin vibe.
Totally.
Yeah.
Diverse selection of Texas and international whiskeys, lively atmosphere, and they're known for creative cocktails that often incorporate local flavors. It feels really authentic to Austin.
Nice.
And The Usual in Dallas. That one's an intimate, stylish speakeasy. Renowned for its exceptional whiskey selection and expertly crafted cocktails.
And they do events, too.
Yeah, they also frequently host tasting events and whiskey workshops, offering a more structured approach, perhaps, to exploring different whiskeys and learning about their origins and production.
Okay, wow. So we've journeyed across the U.S., virtually hitting some incredible spots. But beyond the specific locations, let's maybe distill some core wisdom.
Good idea.
tips from our sources that will truly elevate your whiskey pub crawl. For instance, when you're actually doing the whiskey tastings. The guide advises taking your time. Really savor the flavors and aromas. Lean into what your senses tell you. Don't just gulp it down.
Absolutely. And starting with lighter spirits and progressing to bolder ones, that can really help prevent palate fatigue. So you can actually taste the later ones.
Good tip.
And this is key. Don't hesitate to ask bartenders for their recommendations. A knowledgeable bartender can be your personal guide. They can lead you to an unexpected gem or a whiskey that perfectly matches your preferences.
Right. Use their expertise. Mm. And speaking of preferences, the sources remind us that popular U.S. whiskeys, bourbon, rye, Tennessee whiskey, they each offer distinct flavor profiles.
Huge differences sometimes. Bourbon, with its signature corn sweetness, those vanilla notes from the new charred oak barrels.
Yeah.
That offers a totally different experience than rye's bold, sometimes peppery spice. Or Tennessee whiskey, which is distinctively mellowed through charcoal.
So knowing these core differences can really help you navigate a menu and figure out what you might like.
Exactly. It gives you a starting point.
Which brings us back to something we touched on earlier. Are whiskey festivals worth attending? Seems like the answer is a definite yes.
Unequivocally, yes. They provide such a unique opportunity to sample a really diverse array of whiskeys, often stuff you can't easily find. Plus, you get to meet distillers sometimes, participate in those invaluable educational sessions.
It's where you can truly deepen your appreciation for the spirit and the craft behind it.
Couldn't agree more.
And as we saw at places like Doc Crow's or Whiskey Kitchen, pairing food with whiskey isn't just an afterthought.
Not at all. It can profoundly elevate the experience.
The guide suggests actively considering dishes that complement the whiskey's flavor profile. Maybe like a sweet caramel note in a bourbon pairing with a rich dessert.
Or a spicy rye cutting through a fatty cut of meat. Think about complements and contrasts, and it adds a whole other dimension.
Okay. And crucially, for staying safe and actually enjoying your spirited journey.
Super important, this part. Always stay hydrated. Drink water alongside your whiskey.
Right.
Ensure you eat food in conjunction with your drinks. Don't drink on an empty stomach. Yeah. And obviously, drink responsibly. Know your limits.
And using designated drivers or rideshare services, It isn't just about safety, is it?
No, it's about allowing yourself to fully immerse in the experience without any lingering worries about getting home. Just relax and enjoy.
So after all this, what does this all mean for you, the listener? Perhaps you're now dreaming of sipping a rare bourbon in a historic Louisville bar.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe the idea of live jazz with your whiskey in NYC is calling your name now.
Yeah, this raises a really important question, I think. Beyond just the taste, what kind of experience do you seek from your next deep dive into a city spirit?
Right.
Is it the history you're after, the culinary pairings, or maybe connecting with fellow enthusiasts at a festival? Consider what aspect of the spirited journey truly enriches your understanding and appreciation. What makes it meaningful for you?
That's a great point. So as you plan your own spirited journey, maybe think about this. What unique local spirits or cultural traditions might you seek out that weren't mentioned today, but promise an equally deep dive into the heart of a city's liquid heritage?